Welcome to I Succeed, a unique inspirational leadership and business success channel for women. This is your host, Payal Nanjiani. I am an inspirational speaker, leadership and business success coach, and an author. I am here today to talk with you about how women can triple their productivity. In my role as a coach and speaker, I get to visit corporates and business houses every day. And what I have observed is that even with the best and most effective processes in place, productivity still stands as a big issue in organizations, small to big. From CEOs to entrepreneurs all over the globe, the search to boost productivity is still going on. To put it simply, my friends, we want to get more done each day. There exists a massive gap today between the speed of learning and speed of implementation because of low productivity levels. Women have to juggle many tasks each day, from house chores to office meetings, from children to socializing. And truly, I really do not know how we manage it all, but we do. And friends, I guess that's the good part. But you know what? One does not achieve success purely by managing everything. Productivity level needs to be at its peak to deliver better results in business and jobs. If you are looking to climb the corporate ladder to get more clients in your business, if you want to increase your income to make sure that your growth is progressing, then you must be productive each day. Which means you must give your best every single day, friends. Nothing less than 100% every single day. You know, this reminds me of a client of mine, you know, who is a lawyer, a yoga teacher, and a freelance writer, as well as a mother of two young children. Her life is a dizzying stream of activity made busier by the fact that she and her husband have chosen to raise their kids without the help of a nanny or a full-time babysitter. Just the occasional assistance of family members. Now, there are days when she has barely slept and she's wondering how she is going to get through. Sometimes she feels like she's on the verge of a breakdown and if she should just give up and stop doing what she's doing. And her dream is to start her own practice, but she isn't any closer to achieving it. And that's what's frustrating her. Now, friends, my client is not alone. I have interacted with thousands of women globally and they face similar problems and situations. You have your dreams, your goals, and you are working hard, in fact, extra hard, to prove yourself as a successful entrepreneur and corporate leader. Yet results fall short. Now, you know, I believe that each of us have equal time to become unequal. There's only so much time in a day and a year, and the ability to work efficiently within that time can actually boost your outcome. So when we talk of productivity results from a mix of factors. Your motivation, talent, training, your work environment, support system from others, your time management, and even luck. But most of all, my friends, it results from your thoughts. Productivity hinges on mental energy, and sadly, a woman's mental energy and physical energy is quite drained out in the daily grinding of balancing personal and professional life. There are a million of different productivity tips out there today, but if there is one technique that has worked wonders in my own life as well as the life of my clients, a technique that is going to help you build up your productivity, triple your productivity in your professional life and get you your desired results. The technique is called traffic control. It's extremely simple. Applied by majority of my clients worldwide and easy to remember because traffic is something we experience every day on the road. Now think about this, my friends. Have you ever thought why your productivity is not very high? Why you fail to achieve your targets in your work life? Most women want to achieve outwardly, but inwardly there is a traffic jam of thoughts, like the thoughts of wanting to be perfect in everything, thoughts of guilt, thoughts of regret, of worry, anxiety, hope, passion. And all of us have gone through these types of thoughts. In fact, many women have said to me that if we have 10 things to finish in a day and we get through only 5, we get frustrated because then we start telling ourselves that, look, we are not productive. And this is the way you start criticizing and demoralizing yourself. You sleep with the same thought and you wake up in the morning with the same thought. What does this do to your energy level? It brings it down and it affects your actions and results. Success as an entrepreneur or corporate leader depends on the ability to get things done with limited resources. You might be able to create the opportunity to make more sales, to grow in your company, to increase your income and to be competitive. But a mind which is full of negative thoughts, waste thoughts, unnecessary thoughts, it's going to have a large impact on your progress and profits. And many of us forget this. We feel that, you know, when we get more skill sets, when we work harder, you know, when we get more trainings, this is how we are going to increase our productivity. No. In management education, you might have learned the theory of the 80-20 rule. And your life is also actually governed by the same theory. The occurrence of 20% is all by the 80% of your thoughts. And friends, I want you to take a pause here and ask yourself, which type of thoughts is most dominant within you? Waste thoughts, positive thoughts, unnecessary thoughts, or negative thoughts? Which one? Most women today are working hard, upgrading their skill sets, networking, enrolling in various courses. But if your energy level is low because of, you know, your negative and waste thoughts, productivity will always be low. Just like I said earlier, productivity means giving your best, your 100%. If you are drained out physically and mentally because of your thoughts, there is no way that you will give your best, even if you have the best of the tools and resources today around you. Control the traffic within you. And how do you do that? We need to silence our mind and control the traffic of thoughts, you know, the inflow and the outflow of thoughts. A stilled mind has great powers. It shows our focus, our target, firmness, determination, and concentration. It saves you from distractions. All of these are instrumental in increasing your productivity. Once we learn to control the traffic within, then we can move on with speed. I have helped thousands of my clients, both women and men, to make sure that they control the traffic within them, and they have seen the results in their, you know, in their outcomes, in their business, in their careers. This is the major rule of productivity. Productivity is absolutely not about time management. In fact, just think about it. How many time management courses have you attended? How many time management lessons and workshops? You know, we have heard so many lectures on time management. What good has it done for us until now? Productivity is not about time management. It is about your mind management. As a leader and entrepreneur, your most important work is, you know, working out strategies, blue skying for innovations, planning and imagining the future. And all this requires you to be productive and full of high energy. Start by managing your mind. Productivity will take care on its own then. Don't let thoughts of being a perfect mother, sibling, daughter, and a manager weigh you down. Stop thinking too small. Stop worrying. Stop misunderstanding yourself. And stop inhibiting your desires. Because you know that you have greatness within you. You have success within you. And every day you have to get out of your mind. Remind yourself of your goals and dreams. Come out of your old beliefs and customs. Every day, my friends, you have to remind yourself that it is possible to do your best. All things will be produced in superior quality and quantity and with greater ease when you start to take control of the thoughts within you. You have been blessed with a mind of your own. Your mind is for having ideas, not holding on to thoughts that will deplete your energy and lower your productivity. Remember, my friends, each of us have equal time to become unequal. All that matters is what is it that you are doing with the time that you have. You have been blessed with a day today to wake up, to be on your feet and to take all the actions that you want to take. Do not let the remote control of your today go to someone else. You know, in one of my earlier podcasts, I had spoken about the remote control and how as women, we need to have the remote control in our own hands. Start today to control the traffic in your mind. You will begin to see how things start to clear outwardly, helping you to move ahead with speed and paving your way to success. This is Payal Nanjiani signing off, but I hope that you continue to stay in touch, you continue to stay connected with me through LinkedIn and Facebook as well as through the YouTube channel. Now, let me remind you that the YouTube channel is dedicated to your success. We have been receiving many questions from people all around the globe, men and women equally. And I am sharing those questions on my YouTube channel with precise answers and solutions of how you can break through and move ahead. So once again, this is Payal Nanjiani signing off, wishing you loads of success. And I wait to talk to you again.